Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, everybody, man? This is PSA Radio. You know what the fuck this is, man. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman, we back, man. How's it going? What's good, G?
What's good, my nigga? We out here, man. What's popping?
We out here. We got some battle reviews to get to today.
Word.
We got some fire ones. But you know what? We're going to save the best for last. I'm not even bullshitting. I can't wait. I just watched it again because I had to. There were so many bars I just had to fucking hear again, man. But anyways, we're going to save that for the people for last. First up, we're going to go Smack URL Born Legacy 3. We had this dude on the show. Super dope battle.
Yeah.
Man, it was crazy. It was New Jersey Twerk versus Dougie coming out at Born Legacy 3. What you think of this battle, man? How'd you score it?
Well, from the jump, let me say this, man. We were the first niggas to get, well, shout out to Hip Hoppers real first, but when we spoke to New Jersey Twerk, I think both of us left the conversation, and correct me if I'm wrong, Timbo, he just seemed like a humble, hungry cat.
Very.
That's happy to be here. You know what I mean? Now, some people would say, like, well, damn, where the fuck this nigga came from? How is he on Born Legacy that quick? You know what I'm saying? I see the reason why. Now, if you're Smack URL and the staff, and this is the future and the new wave, and what I mean, it's clear as day, Timbo. URL is going a different route. They're building up the new talent, less money, hungry, starving dudes who you know they can't lack out here. You know what I'm saying? They want to leave an impression for niggas like me and you to review their shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? My young boy, New Jersey Twerk, literally got thrown into the lion's den. No pun intended. You know, making his URL debut. And a young boy, Dougie, from my birthplace, Brooklyn.
Sir.
A We Go Hard representative. Dougie comes off of Dougie versus Chess, Timbo. He battled Chess in his last battle, and I had Dougie actually beating Chess. And you know I fuck with Chess heavy, but Dougie won that battle. Dougie sets it off. And Twerk, you have to know, niggas are going to take your name and flip it. You know what I'm saying? he did OD with it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he might have had Twerk flips. Like, if this is B-Magic, Timbo, you know Magic is going to have Twerk flips,
man,
for
days. It would have been rounds full of Twerk flips. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to lie.
You know what I'm saying? So he didn't OD with it at all. You know what I'm saying? Dougie came out swinging to me. The aggression, the energy. I come strapped. Nines and better, knife on me to tear your face up. He gonna cry forever. To catch him in traffic and cut him off the line, that was cold. The Al Bundy line, that was cold too. The LeBron J.R. Smith line, I thought that was dope. The tug of war line, that was cold. The cloth different, talk different, Dougie. Solid round. Like I said, I like his aggression, his energy.
Yeah.
And what I like about these niggas, Timbo, if you didn't notice, there was no PG stepping. There was no hand gestures, making funny hand gestures, praying to the gods, the battle rap gods. What you thought about Dougie's first round, my G?
It was crazy. I'm not going to lie. I was you know, everybody was like, yo, watch this battle. Watch this battle. The battle's crazy, this and that. And I wasn't really rushing to see it, you know, but we had heard so much about Twerk. You know,
right.
We had heard so much about this guy. So I was like, all right, you know, I got to check this out. Let's see what's going on. So, yo, but I'm not going to lie. Dougie's setting it off. I was like, damn, Twerk is – this first round has to be nice. Dougie was really nice. He started really, really good. So I thought the first round was fire. Fire.
Now, you have to know, I don't know how you felt, Timbo, but I'm thinking of how New Jersey Twerk must feel now. He just finished battling, no disrespect, in a league we never heard of. He was the man in the league that he was on. Now he's thrown into the fire with a bunch of other savages that's already got their name up. You know what I mean? So he has to have mom spaghetti, wanted to throw up, palms greasy, ass cheeks sweating, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? The Beasley with the smack trailers. because it only come out unless
that
the
was
voice
crazy.
Behind him. Oh.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was a crazy one. I'm not gonna lie.
The Mexican borderline, bitch line, crazy. Yo, what I'm notice about Twerk, man, he has a lot of energy, man. The energy, the performance, the witty bars, it's very refreshing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The two straps, married couple, that mean I'm aiming for a life partner. Yo, the boy Twerk got haymakers, the wordplay. And when he lands a haymaker, he really lands a haymaker. The Popeye YI order, that shit was cold.
Yeah.
I be walking around saying that shit aimlessly now. YI order, that shit was cold, man. I thought both got busy.
Crazy.
Who would you give the first round to? Who you give the first round to, Timbo?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. They both did get busy. I'm going, man, it was tough. I kind of got to go Twerk the first round. Just, you know, based on just, because they both went crazy bar-wise. You know, they both did good. You can even say Dougie had better bars. But, yo, that aggression and that kind of, like, having that type of fire in that ring, that Twerk had it. And I think that's kind of what set it apart. So I'm going Twerk with that one.
And I got to agree with you, man. I think both dudes got busy, but I would edge Twerk.
Yeah.
I just thought he had a little bit of more oomph. Not taking nothing away from Dougie at all, man. Don't get it fucked up. If somebody say Dougie won round one cool, I'm edging it.
Yeah.
It's not a clear first round for Twerk to me. I'm edging it to Twerk, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Round two, Dougie comes back swinging, the 20% human line. I thought that was cold. I thought, Dougie, you kind of OD'd with the word ratchet a lot, my nigga. You throughout this battle, you said ratchet, I got to say, about 25 times. The zip-up rock, but I don't want to fuck up the battle. I thought that was funny as shit. I like the drug talk, Dougie. I ain't going front. When he said, I flipped my first pack at 12. OG showed me the weed. 14 grams. My first pack was older than me.
It was older than me. That was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah.
See, I like that line, but that's not a battle rap line to me, but I still like that line. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
That's
feel
not
you.
Attacking Twerk, even though I like the line and shit. You know what I'm saying? The Velour Suit line, that was tough. It was a solid round from Dougie and shit, man. What you talk about Dougie's second round, son?
You know what?
Solid.
I thought it was good. You know, it wasn't obviously as hard as the first, but the thing is, it was nice, but it was beatable. It was a beatable second round. You know what I'm saying? So, but I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope. You know, not as good as the first, but it was. I mean, it was a solid round.
Right. Now, what I noticed about Twerk in his first round going to the second round, I don't know if you noticed this also, Timbo. It takes him a while to heat up a little bit. Like, when the first couple bars that come out, it might be light. You know what I'm saying? The first four bars might be a little light. Not saying he's not saying no wild shit, but it's not really, you know what I mean? Like, he's setting up. You know what I'm saying? But when he sets up, he starts hitting. He's hitting, though. The fro picks, nigga napping, I thought that was cold. What he said, in the arm and back, a push a couple feet off the wall like swimming practice. Nigga, in the mountains, your lady who? I thought that was cold. What I like about Twerk, Timbo, is his voice projection. I think he already has that, I won't say down pack, but his vocal projection is very dope already for a young cat in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, his flow, it's there already. Obviously, he's getting his feet wet. But his vocal projection, I don't know how you feel, but I think his vocal projection is there already. You can hear Jazz the Rap in the background talking about, oh, my God, when Sun is rhyming. I thought Twerk ended the round real quick. You know, I don't know if he caught a brain fart. I thought round two was close. I edged it to Twerk again. How you had round two?
No, I do too, and I want to touch on something that you just mentioned. You know, what I noticed about Twerk, it might take him a little bit longer to actually heat up in a round.
Right.
Like you said, it could take a little bit longer, but once he does, he's very consistent with it. He stays like that. the rest of the battle. Or the rest of the round, excuse me. So, but you're right, it does take him a little bit longer. But, yeah, he did end it like he forgot something or he stumbled a little bit at the end there. I gave it to Twerk still, to be honest with you. I gave second to Twerk. But Dougie's nice, man. I think the only thing that sets them apart is that aggression and that, you know, delivery and stuff like that.
Hit on the head.
You know?
Yeah. So, round three. Dougie said Twerk reminds him of Bill Collector. Do you feel a Bill Collector win? I don't think it's the bar. It's no disrespect to Bill Collector, but do you see a Bill Collector?
No, I don't. Twerk? Not at all. No, I mean, no. I don't see that at all.
What he said, whenever I got booked, I stayed quiet like I'm in the library. I thought that was cool. The RoboCop line was cool. Dougie had a few lines here and there. But to me, they weren't addressing to New Jersey Twerk. You know what I'm saying? What you thought about Dougie's third round? I thought that was the lightest round.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought it wasn't even – I was a little bit worried after that. You know, I had Twerk 2-0 already, but it was close. You know, so after that third round from Dougie, I was like, yeah, I think Twerk, you know, if Twerk comes with what he had the first and second, it could be pretty easy to decipher this battle. So, yeah, it was easily beatable, I feel like.
And Twerk sets his third round off. He said, like, cheating on a math problem. You got a problem on your hands. Wiping off the prints off the gun. The cloth different. He took Dougie's cloth different.
Jerry LaVar, yeah.
Yeah, and if you notice, Steams, Dougie, all them niggas from Brooklyn, so they cool with each other. We go hard, this, that, and the third. I find it amazing sometimes when you watch the niggas behind their boys, and what I'm trying to say is, Steams, when Twerk is rhyming, he's looking at his face like, Dougie, you my man, son. But that nigga over there spitting some fire right now.
Yeah, I feel it right now.
Like, you can't even hate.
Yeah.
You know, niggas giving a sign like, yeah, nigga, that shit is whack. Nah, you couldn't even do that shit. You know what I mean?
You can't do that.
I got Twerk 3-0, no body bag. I just thought he won every round. Not taking nothing from Dougie, my G.
I had Twerk 3-0 as well. Not a body, but a clear win, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a win that he had, but it's not a body. Not a body. Shout out to both these two dudes, though, man. New Jersey Twerk and Dougie Dope Battle, Born Legacy 3. That shit is out now. Go fucking check it out, man.
So let me ask you a question. Do you want to see Dougie again? Do you want to see Twerk again?
Because
and a lot of people on social media are not giving some of these cats a chance at all. I got people telling me, get these niggas out of here. I don't want to watch no battle with a nigga named New Jersey Twerk. Get him the fuck out of here. Who the fuck is Dougie? Niggas not even giving niggas a chance. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. And you know what? I'll take blame for that. I have said that before. But you know what? I will take I'll definitely like to see them again. You know, Dougie also, even though he lost his battle, he was nice. Like, his bars are there. You know, maybe it's just a different opponent that he should have. But
I
feel like
Twerk,
both of them are there.
I think Twerk is he's got – there's promise there. There's promise.
Yeah.
For real.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it. This young boy just came on URL, and he did good. I'm not saying he was out of the world fantastic, but he did really good where you could watch that shit and be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? You see the promise there.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yep. So, I agree.
Shout out to
both
those guys.
Shout out to both those guys, man. Next battle, we got King of the Dot, Arsenal versus Cortez dropped. Got a chance to watch it. This is one that we actually both watched, obviously, through the pay-per-view as well.
Right.
Now that it dropped, Dre, and we got to kind of study it a little bit more than we did for the pay-per-view, what did you think about it?
Well, Cortez has been wanting Arsenal for a long, long time. You know what I'm saying? And when you got niggas like Surf who act like battling a dude like Cortez is beneath him, and you got one of the most high-viewed dudes in battle rap history, Arsenal, you know what I'm saying, the Rebel, that says something to me. Cortez sets it off, man. Here's the thing, man. The first thing he hopped on was Arsenal losing a hitman. Nah, that kind of surprised me that he took that approach in the first couple bars of his rhymes. Like, you're talking about a battle that happened, I don't want to say eons ago, but years ago, you know what I'm saying? Before Smack had the fucking beard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Eric Garner Can't Breathe line, I thought that was cool. He talked about Austin's moms. I thought Cortez was trying to do something that Austin, I thought, I've never seen Cortez try to get so disrespectful, and I thought he was trying to match Arsenal on a disrespectful tip. And he was going at his mom's, and I just feel that, Cortez, that's not really you. We don't know you from being very disrespectful, even though it's battle rap. But we know Arsenal is king of disrespect. So to me, it was like, Cole was trying to match Arsenal on who's going to be more disrespectful, and I just think if you're going to do that with Arsenal, you're going to lose that battle, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it can't be done. You know what I mean, Timbo?
Yeah. I think you should never try to outdo somebody that they've really known for. You know, like you don't. That's what Ars is known for. That's not what Tez is really, really known for.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So I agree with you. You don't try to, like, go and do someone else's style against them. Nah, you don't do that.
Right. And then, you know, Cortez, his claim to fame and what his go-to move is the wordplay. Everybody plays Vic to give him that dog treatment, all beatings, jaws leaking. He's going to be the highest viewed rapper today for the wrong reasons. That was cool. That was cool. His wordplay is nice. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
The bang voice. Yeah, that was cool. I thought Cortez's first line was solid. His first round was solid. I don't think he had a lot of haymakers though, Timbo. What you think, man?
No, he didn't. And you know, we had addressed this before too. The crowd wasn't really reacting to his stuff. And I think Cortez is a guy that likes feeding off the crowd reaction too. And there wasn't a lot there. There was not a whole lot of crowd reaction that was there. So he was
how much do we harp on that? Because you and I, what you've been a battles yourself. We watch this shit like a hawk. How much of the percentage that do we as fans watching this care? Because some things you might not catch in the room. And I think with a nigga like Cortez, he's very intricate. So for him, I think he's better on camera than live in the room because the way he sucks up his rhymes and shit.
I agree with you, but this was like you could hear a pin drop, Dre, in a lot of the spots in his rounds. Not saying nothing on his round. It's just there was no...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There was no reaction. So, yeah, I feel what you were saying. I feel what you're saying, but it wasn't the best round from Tez.
Right. Arsenal sets it off and sets it off with humor from the door. I'm here. And he said, I don't even know your nationality. I thought that was hilarious. He just went into humor mode. And like the point you said, he captured the crowd early out the door. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about, because Austin's OD'ing on the Spanish jokes. Of course, that's going to be the go-to move. But we said another Quelo misfit going to be looking like J-Lo. It was wilding out, man. He said, in my country, nigga, your sister's job is my kitchen. She a cleaner. I pay her with Martha Goya and make her listen to Selena. He was just... say a lot of funny shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Find him in front of the Home Depot at 6 in the morning. He said Oz kind of added on what Big K said to Cortez, the Trump line at Studio Bar. I thought that was cool. We said, fuck keeping you out of the studio. I'm going to help Trump build that wall to keep your family out of my fucking country. It was just a little different. Oz just says shit that just stings. I don't know if this is projection or the way he enunciated shit. I thought he clearly won round one. Clearly.
I thought it was clear. He had the crowd from the door, Dre. Like from the first line. But you know what? He did it because he did what Ars does. He did the joking shit. They liked it. They like that stuff over there. I feel like that crowd likes that stuff. So there's no reason for him to do anything different at all.
I totally agree with you saying because you're a king of the dot, and that crowd, we know they're not going to boo you. They're not fucking with you. They're just going to chill. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's going to chill.
Yeah.
But Arsenal first round felt more catered. It was more humor. And I think that's what you want to do. Oh, he relaxed the crowd and shit. You know what I'm saying? Tez was more tense and intense and shit. While Arsenal was just, like, chilling to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So I got Arsenal in clear round one clearly, my G. Like, clearly
winning
that round one.
I had him doing the same thing. So I think it was a clear win for that
round. Do you
think
Cortez should have switched up something, though, in his first round?
I don't know. You could think about it now, but I think I don't think so. I don't think he should have switched it up. He just wasn't prepared for, you know, he did his regular Cortez thing. Like, that's the shit that he does. I don't think he should have switched it up. It's just Ars came with the jokes. Ars did Ars. They liked what Ars had that day, you know?
Right. Cortez round two, the Jordan flu, game sick on court. That was solid. I know Cortez has wordplay and he can get intricate. I just thought some of his material in the beginning was okay. Once again, Cortez, you my nigga, it just didn't feel, you didn't have any haymakers to me. I did like the faker then asked it out of DR. He said, I ain't racist, but I'm putting every last nigga in the ER. That was cool. He said, but I'm a slick talker, sick author. I'll be writing in the spirit of big author. Like his work, you know what I'm saying? If they throwing subs on court, they bench warmers, four raspy, flow nasty, Flint water. He got the wordplay, but once again, I be listening to niggas' rhymes, and they just be silent. Yeah. They just rapping, and it's not attacking a nigga that's in front of you.
I agree. 100%.
Cole was doing good. Then towards the end, he says, and I quote, if a nigga play funny, what y'all think is going to happen? Like, I guess he was waiting for the crowd to, like, throw in a word. That didn't go out, you know, towards the end.
That didn't work.
I thought this round was better than his first. He caught a little wreck towards the middle, ended it weird. You know what I'm saying? What you thought about Cortez's second round, B?
It was a little bit weird. I'll agree with that. But Dre, nothing was hitting. Nothing was landing with that. You know what I mean? And I don't think it was just like bar wise. I don't think his shit was whack. It's just, you know, it just all wasn't hitting like it usually does or like, you know, it should. So I don't know. There was no spark there. And I think Cortez starting to feel that too, you know, that the crowd isn't really feeling this or reacting to this. Yeah, exactly. He's like, yo, what the fuck? This is dope shit. What the fuck? What's going on? React. So I thought he started to feel it in the second round.
And then Arsenal gets personal once again. Talked about Cortez aborting the baby that Cortez found out, I guess, had Down syndrome. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know if that's true, but Cortez didn't flinch and he did, you know what I'm saying? The Trick Daddy slip and slide line, that was cold, Arsenal. He said, show up to your funeral just to tell your mothers she's beautiful. Like, he be saying a lot of cold shit, son. Then all of a sudden, we've seen this from Ars in the past where he just stops and said, nah, go ahead, bro. I didn't like how Arsenal finished the second round, man. I didn't like how Cortez tried to get crowd approval for it to end his second round, and I didn't like how Arsenal finished his second round. I gave it to Cortez. He got more material out to me in the second round.
You gave it to Tez? You know what?
Edging it, Cortez.
I think I gave the second to Ars also, actually.
Ars also?
With the first. Yeah, I had 2-0 going into the Arsenal on this one. I honestly was just fucking with his material more, you know what I mean? And I think the crowd was too.
Cortez got more off, though?
It doesn't. We've learned, Dre. We've learned that the more you rap doesn't necessarily mean you win the round.
That's true. Joe Jones,
you know?
DNA.
If somebody raps for 3 minutes and gets a lot more crowd reaction, are you going to go with the dude that raps for 7 minutes that doesn't get that much, you know? It just depends.
Round three, Cortez.
Cortez's best round.
Yeah, because in his first round, he said to that in his third, he said Cortez in his first round, he got some shit we got to talk about in the third round.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here in the third round, he talked about the incident that happened in Jacksonville with Oz. I know, it was personal shit. Now I know Cortez is getting personal. The personals were cool to me. I've seen cats with better personals that were structured a little better, in my opinion. I did like the Shmoney Rowdy Rebel line. I thought that was cold as fuck, meaning that Austin calls himself the Rebel, the Shmoney Rowdy. That shit was cold. The total slaughter angle, I did like that more than the Jacksonville story he did, though. Like when he hopped on the whole incident with total slaughter that Cortez did.
Yeah, I did like that, though. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that, too.
What you thought about Cortez's third round?
I mean, I thought it was his best round. I think it got, material-wise, I think it got the most reaction to in the building. I thought that was his best round. Still beatable, though. I thought it was still beatable. But nonetheless, it was his best round of the battle.
Oz, third round, 90 degrees, acute angle. I like that shit. My specialty is crossing you over. I 2K you in a fight. You're going to get kicked, pushed. I Lupe you. Then he said, I hit you over the head with a bottle. I do say you. I like that shit. Arsenal did kind of borrow Shotgun Shug's Timbo. What's your life like angle, though, my G? He did kind of go that what's your life like angle with Arsenal, which I thought was cool. Man, listen, man, I had Arsenal winning this 2-1. I just thought Arsenal had more clever bars, more energy. When he said, ain't no such thing as loyalty, even if a rising nigga working for Sprint now or some shit like that.
Arsenal was
swagging and styling on Cortez in the third, man. I got Ars 2-1, B.
I had Ars 2-1 or 3-0, depending on how you want to score that third. It was an eye battle. It's not one that I'm rushing to go back and see, to be honest with you.
Agree. But the nigga Cortez, my nigga, you got to understand, bro. You getting names like these niggas that you want, bro. You've been saying for a while you ain't getting no names and shit. And yes, you beat Big K. I give you that. But, my nigga, you gotta get these wins against niggas like Arsenal, son. You just do, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's no shame to Cortez.
Well,
when you get names like, when you're battling Riggs, that's cool. But niggas like Arsenal, I just think you gotta catch Wreck. You gotta catch Wreck.
I agree.
He's a legend and shit, you know what I'm saying? Big K is not a legend yet. Even though you beat Big K, he's not a legend yet, my nigga. He, you know what I'm saying? He's on his way. If he gets there, he's that dude right now. He could be a top 5, top 10, whatever. I fucks with Big K. But I'm saying Arsenal is just, you know what I mean? It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you. He does get names, so I don't want to hear that either. But, I mean, it's just the battle didn't go his way. I mean, that shit happens, you know?
But I'm going to say this, though, Timbo. Arsenal better not play with Tay Rock, because Tay Rock ain't going to play with that man. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, I agree with
Tay
you.
Tay Rock is
that,
not
going
to play with Arsenal, bro. He's not going to fuck around with this man.
At all. There's going to be no slacking. No slacking at all. But it was a dope. I mean, it was a good battle.
It was a good battle.
King of the Dot, Arsenal versus Cortez. This shit is out now. Go check that shit out. Now. Battle just dropped. I think it was yesterday, right, Dre? Yesterday, I think.
No, today, in fact. It was supposed to be last night, and they ain't dropped it till this morning or this afternoon. I saw that shit. Or was it late? I forgot.
Man.
It was late, though.
Yeah.
It was going into the AM, put it like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. Man, Ill Will versus Rum Nitty. Dre, URL, Smack. The battle's out. We've heard that it's dope, but I mean, we just had to see it for ourselves, man. This battle was crazy. Now, going into it, you know, we had our opinions, but after watching the battle, Dre, scoring these round by round, what did you think?
First off, let me say that we all won as Battle Rap fans.
Yeah.
This is a dope back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a battle that you can go back and forth and say this person won, that person won. But I watched this shit like at least 5 times, and I'm glad to talk about it right now while it's fresh in my fucking brain. First of all, welcome back, motherfucking Ill Will. Welcome back, my nigga.
Yes.
For real. Woo.
Yep.
Rum Nitty, let me say this now, man. I see a lot of people. You got, here's the thing with Rum Nitty Timber, what I've learned. You got people that fuck with him, and then you got the small percentage of people that be like, he's gassed and shit. You know what I'm saying? You hear that kind of talk. Nitty sets it off and comes out the gate fucking swinging. I'm talking about swinging. The Black Lives, That's What Matters line, that shit was fucking cold. The first to 50 point, the 10 assists, I call that double-double. That nigga. Fuck Shine, this cake. God, I know he dead kick. I body that nigga. Come on, son.
Jesus.
Nigga Rum Nitty say some cold shit, man. Like, his rhymes are rewind worthy.
Bro, I got to tell you, my favorite line of that, one of my favorite lines of this that round, yo, his closer was nasty. He said, even my miscarry. So you ain't going to make it out this bitch alive, bro. Stop it.
Jesus, man.
Nitty, man. Stop it. He had bars, right? Bars in this
man. Yeah, he's nasty. I fuck him up, Nitty. Heavy, man. Heavy. The fucking
so
bias line. Fire.
The OD before. What is it? I'm going to OD before this season, dude. Something like this, laying by, crazy, man.
Yes.
Crazy.
Jesus. The reaching for the Hawk 21 Dominique Wilkins shit, that shit was fucking cold, man. The Hitman Hollow.
I'm not
going to
lie.
I'm not going to lie.
That was hot, but I think Ill Will had the better Atlanta line. We'll talk about that.
He did. We're going to talk about it in a minute because he was running
that
shit to move something stupid.
Crazy.
Yo,
crazy.
Niggas. Don't sleep, yo. Ill Will rebuttal that fucking Atlanta Hawks Kevin Willis shit.
And he
that
did it.
Shit was
he did
fire.
He did it crazy. Demo. He didn't just stand back and rebuttal it either. He was up in Nitty's face, and this shit was a rebuttal. That was nuts, that rebuttal.
Yo.
Bro.
The poison pen, lead poison shit, that shit was cold,
yeah.
Nitty.
Yeah, that
the,
was
the
crazy.
The Biggie hypnotized line. Bruh,
yep.
Rum Nitty first round was cold. I'm sitting here wondering, like, can Ill Will match this shit, bro? Like,
I'm not going to lie,
bro. Shit he's saying.
I am not going to lie. I finished Nitty's first round. I was like, there is no way in hell Will won this round. And I'm looking at the comments, Dre, and it's saying Ill Will 2-1, Ill Will 3-0, rounds 1, 2, 3, whatever, right? But everybody was saying he won round 1. I was like, this shit has to be fucking memorable. Him to get this first round because what Nitty did was crazy, bro. They wouldn't let him rat. So get into it. Let's hear what Will said, man. Let me hear it. I'm gonna
let me, before we go there, was there any gassing in Rum Nitty's launch in your opinion?
No, there wasn't. Nope.
All right.
Nope. I don't think so at all because the same bars that I was giving the face to that were crazy, the crowd was going nuts for. So I don't think so. I don't think there was any gas. And if anything, it took them a couple bars to actually get the previous bars. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he was already into his next one, and then they got it. So, but it was dope. It was crazy.
And to piggyback on what you just said, Timbo, he's another dude. He says some shit. You got to. Oh, word? Damn. Oh, shit. I just caught that. Like, he's that dude. Nitty's that dude. Like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Round one, I like when Ill Will sets it off. He goes, y'all motherfuckers OD'ing on rum. Y'all ain't have no yak yet. That was cold. That was cold.
Yeah.
He said, another Crip nigga scared to catch a body that Snoop on trial. Oh.
Yep.
I'm in Phoenix with non-shooters. I'm Dan Marley nice.
Mm.
And let's be real. I always say this, Timbo. I didn't go to Body Language University. But Nitty was a little extra. When Ill Will was rhyming, he was making a facial expression like he was pissed off, doing a lot of talking. Come on, Rum Nitty, let that nigga rhyme. Like he told you, when I'm rhyming, shut the fuck up. Because when Will was rhyming, he was letting you get your shit off. When he was
rhyming,
he was like, that could be a reach, or you was mad. I don't like when you niggas do that shit, man. Just let niggas rock and let them do what they do, son. You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't feeling it.
I feel you.
Yep. the selling weed on Bourbon Street. That's a French Quarter. That was cold.
Mm-hmm.
That was cold. I like Ill Will's aggression, man. When he said, I let 2 4s bang, New York slang, you're going to be a dead ass if you act a donkey.
If you act a donkey, God damn.
Yo, this nigga Ill Will, man.
Dog.
This nigga Ill Will damn near rebuttal. Like Timbo said, the Atlanta Hawks line was fucking.
What was the beginning of that? What was
he
that?
Said,
like the beginning.
Damn, I forgot the setup, my nigga. I'm going to keep it
tall,
man.
The setup was just like something
the
about hitting with the 4-5 or Atlanta Hawks. And then, stop it, Will. Stop.
That's why I think people was fucked. Well, for me, why, before we go there, do you think there was any gassing on Ill Will? And let me ask you this, why. We all know, Timbo, Team Homie comes about 300 deep to these motherfucking battle rap events, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Swade holds
well,
a gas station.
Well, you saw Swade, you saw Money
shop.
Bags back there.
Yeah. You see Money Bags? Fucking
but
a lot
the thing
of
is,
say,
the
you know
thing
what
I'm is,
saying?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really hear them crazy during the battle. That's why I don't think there was gassing. You could just hear his crowd. You know what I mean? And the thing is with gassing, I feel like there's a different meanings to it. But I feel like if someone says a dope bar with that crazy aggression, then the reaction is, you know, the people are supposed to react. But Nitty
right,
is
right, right,
shit
right,
out
right.
of this world. Nitty
right.
had probably had more complex bars, of course, like more, way more heavy wordplay. But this was one of the best Ill Wills I've ever seen, personally. Like, in my opinion, this is one of the best Ill Wills I've ever seen. And
so with that being
said, with
Timbo,
that same
we give the first round to my G.
I gave Ill Will that first round just because, not saying he had better bars, but his bars were crazy. But, man, that aggression, he was up in Nitty's face. He was that old Ill Will. He was that yak Ill Will, that Pontiac in this motherfucker, Yak Town and this bitch, that type shit. That's the Ill Will that I saw, man. That was crazy.
And would you agree that, to really, if you're going to sit down and try to score a winner of this battle, because I watched this five times, and I'm like, you know what? I got to really keep in my head, who's landing more haymakers?
Yeah.
Except with these two niggas, because the way they going at it, niggas are getting punched in the mouth. Niggas, both of these niggas had black eyes and lips busted up.
Yep.
Let's just call it what it is. And I agree. I would edge it to Ill Will, man. I like the aggression. The rebuttal alone, man, I thought that shit was fucking cold. I'm not taking, and I don't think Timbo is either, do not get it fucked up, niggas. I'm not taking nothing away from Rum Nitty at all first round. Like Timbo said, we're sitting there wondering, like, yo, is Ill Will going to match this shit, my nigga? Like,
I gave the first round to Nitty before Will even rapped. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, there's no way in hell that Ill Will's going to do this. You know what? But I think I was basing that off the last performances that I've seen from Ill Will.
Yeah,
you know?
Which was not the spectacular.
Recent,
let's keep it tall. They weren't
which haven't been dope. So I think everybody in everybody's mind, when they go into somebody's round, they remember the last battle that they seen that person in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, there was no way in hell that Will is going to get this round, you know, based on what we've seen recently. But, yo, he fucking knocked that shit out of the park, bro. That was...
And I'm going to keep it real. When Rum Nitty's first round, because he set it off, my nigga, I had to rewind Nitty's first round a couple times before I even got into Ill Will's first round, because I'm sitting there like, the fuck? Yo, this nigga's spitting.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it to Ill Will also, my G. Straight up. No shade to Nitty at all. Round two.
Ill Will first round. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ill Will first round, pardon self. Round two, Nitty. This nigga Nitty came out swinging back, though. I'm going to keep it real. That's what I'm saying. He came back swinging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They say Ill in the lobby. I grabbed a nose running. I'm coming down with something.
I'm coming down with something. That shit was crazy. Ill. Doug. Oh, my God.
Yo,
that was nuts, man. What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Yo,
that was crazy.
The Madden curse line was cold. The fucking Robin Williams, Suicide
so
Line.
So Robin Williams under the belt will hang. Yeah, Robin Williams. Fucking.
The Il Nana, Foxy Brown Line. The
That was crazy.
Nitty Punches hit hard, bro. They hit hard, man. The Jimi Hendrix line was cold. The big setup, like Diddy Did It line, was cold.
Listen, that was crazy.
Timbo, I know people talking about Arsenal and Tay Rock, as they should, but remember I told you this, man. When and if, because it has to happen, when Tay Rock and Rum Nitty battle, man, it's going to be fucking war. Straight up. The Hollow Goods throwing the bottle line, that was fucking cold, Nitty. I ain't even going to front, my nigga. That was cold. Mm. What you talking about Nitty's second round, my G?
Man, the shit was when he started going in, like, on the Yak shit, and then that Goods line was crazy. I mean, he didn't let up, man. Like, the shit was it was crazy. It was the first round. You know what I mean? He didn't let up. I mean, it was so consistent to his first. So this was another one where I was like, man, Will. Now I know Will can beat this round, but yo, Will's got to do something crazy to win this one too. You know?
The Nicolas Cage line. That was cool.
Yeah.
To me, in the beginning of the second round, I don't know how you felt. I thought it took Ill Will a little while to heat up. But
I did too.
Yeah.
Too, and I wasn't too crazy over the Nicolas Cage Con Air face off shit because that we've actually heard it before.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've heard his face off. The Nicolas Cage. Yeah, old Nicolas Cage. You know, I think actually Nitty had a Nicolas Cage bar where he says metal to his ribs and I'll Nicolas Cage or something. I don't know who said it, but I could have sworn it was Nitty. I thought Nitty said it in a previous battle. But it took him a little bit while longer to heat up, but yo, he still knocked that shit out of
the
park.
Yo, that Chanel purse line.
Oh my god, yo, when he said I'll turn them C's around or I'll reverse. Oh my god, man.
Yo, that was Chanel purse line to Jazz was fire, my nigga.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, like I said, it took him a while to heat up, but when he did, man, Sun came out swinging, man. I thought Ill Will had high.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he had haymaker like he did in the first round. That Chanel line was fire, though. Like he told Nitty himself, you got to stop catching feelings, bro. And then you got to stop catching feelings. You caught feelings again, niggas rhyming, man. Let the nigga rhyme, bro. The Bible verse line was cold. The president leaking in the chair line was, yo. You niggas go back to that line with the president leaking the chair line was fucking crazy. Welcome back, motherfucking Ill Will. Timbo, who did you give round two to, my G?
This is fucking Ill Will's coming out party, yo, for real. I'm giving the second round. You know what? I think I gave the second round to Nitty, actually. So I think he was more consistent
on the same page.
The whole round.
I thought his rhymes were a little even more harder than Ill Will. I gave round two to Rum Nitty also, bro.
Yes, sir.
Round three, Nitty, the math off excuse, stay hungry, is the secret to the punch. Mega. She was cold. That Sid Vicious line was cold. Darren Williams, Brooklyn line, I like that, Nitty. The handicap sign was all right. I think the way, if you have to judge this battle, like I said, is who landed more haymakers. I thought this was Nitty's lightest round. What you thought about Nitty's third round?
Man, his third round was crazy. I thought it was beatable, though.
Yeah, I thought it was very beatable.
It was a
lightest.
Good round. He definitely tailed off, though, in that, no question.
Yeah.
But I thought it was dope.
Round three, Ill Will. This is the side of Ill Will that we see a lot. This is I like to call this the humor round. This is more jokes and shit. He talked about fucking Nitty's moms a lot through this round. He talked about the shit Nitty said about when he battled Steams. The Sean Kemp line was cool. The Crip Creeper line was cold. Yo, the Chris Hansen line was fire.
I was going to say that Chris Hansen line was nuts. I was going to say the Crypt Keeper line. I didn't remember if that was in the second or third. But, yo, when he was like, Arsenal, Magic, Nitty. I mean,
oh,
crazy,
yeah.
Like that. It was crazy. Man. Come on. Come on.
Yo,
yo, that
son,
Chris
I got
Hansen
ill
line,
will.
Bro.
Huh?
Bro, that Chris Hansen line when he was like talking about his kids right there.
Yeah, that shit was
man.
Fire, son. That shit was evil. Fire.
That's that ill will shit. That's that ill will
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
Timbo, I got a
2-1
ill will, my G. Round one. So how you got
it?
Round one? You giving it two.
Round one
gave
and
it
three.
Two.
Yeah, round one and three to Will, and then round two to Nitty. But yo, shout out to both these dudes, man. These dudes both perform crazy. You can't go wrong with either of them. You know,
yeah.
if someone picked Nitty that they won, I can't argue with them. Like it's really preference. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more of a preference thing. So,
I think the only clear round is the third round.
I think so too.
I think it will clearly got round three.
I remember Nitty having more dry spots in that third round than he did in his first two. But yo,
right.
I mean, the other ones are, let's be honest, they're debatable. Like those other ones,
yeah.
You could say either mm-hmm. one of them won the first and the
mm-hmm.
second. So, but shout out to these guys, man. 2-1 ill will. That's how we got it. But you can't go wrong with this battle. Go check that shit out right now. Born
Word.
Legacy 3 battle.
Value.
Ill will. First Rum Nitty, man. Shout out to Smack URL. Oh, yo, how Will was going at Smack in that third round. Come on, man. Come on, man. That was hurtful.
Yeah.
That was hurtful.
So
that shit was
here's
tight,
what
man.
I want to see Tay Rock and Rum Nitty battle. Here's a person
mm-hmm.
that I even tweeted this out to Norbs and Smack tonight. I'm trying
yeah.
to see Ill Will versus Av.
Like you can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that. I think that's got to happen, man. And I got to say
yeah.
this, too, also. Shout out to the young cats, because what I'm seeing now, in the past, you know, when Danny Myers and a lot of these other cats come out of classes, they weren't
mm-hmm.
really getting the respect. I'm going to say this now, a lot of on PSA. I don't think the Dougies, Chess, Loso, and some of the other young cats coming in the fold, I might be leaving some other names out, pardon self. I don't think
mm-hmm.
these are young cats you could push in the lockers since they're freshmen, and you could push them in the locker
yeah.
anymore, Timbo, and stuff them in the locker.
I agree.
They're going to come out fighting now.
I agree, because you know what? I think this is one of the first classes in a long time that everybody brings something different to the table. Everyone
and they're not
out.
PG stepping.
Yeah, they're not doing all that dumbass shit. But everybody brings their own style to the battle. You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone's different. And that's what I've been saying this whole time. We haven't had that since the B-Magic, John, Rosenberg,
clean.
Raw.
All them niggas
know,
and shit.
Clean, Chilla, JC,
mm-hmm.
like all these guys. You know, we haven't
mm-hmm.
had that in a long time. That's my favorite class, you know, out
yep.
of the PG, quote-unquote PGs that ever came out. So. But you're right, man. I completely agree with you. This is one of the nicest class PGs that have come up and the new boys. So shout out to these dudes doing their thing, man. You know?
Yeah, man.
Crazy battles. Crazy battles are coming out. Ill Will, Rum Nitty, shout out to those dudes. Arsenal Cortez, shout out to that battle. New Jersey Twerk, first Dougie, shout out to those dudes, man. All these battles are out right now. You already know how we do these fucking breakdowns. My bro Dre
yes,
does it round by round. I grab
yes,
my
sir.
Popcorn. I'll chime in with my favorite bars, and this is what we do. This is
yep.
what we do. So shout out to everybody listening, man. You already know. And PSA Radio, them segment boys is here. And man, you already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. My bro Dre 3 Letterman, my G. Take us out.
Man, dope recaps like we do, man. There's recaps and then there's recaps. Shout out to my bro Timbo. We out here, man. We get back on the Grizzly, man. You already know what it is, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my Dodgers, man.
Oh.
Go to the NLCS.
They go to the National League Championship game?
Yes, right. They just did it. Shout out to my boy Clayton Kershaw. Man.
He pitched
it, they just did it. Yeah, he closed it out. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what, on 3 days rest?
Yeah, they were going to give him a short one. So he closed
wow.
it out.
So now we got the Cubbies
yeah.
and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Son, I'm gonna be real, man. The Cubs, if you don't win it this year, bro, like, hey, for real, man.
I don't know when your year is gonna be.
Yeah, for real, man. The curse is real. I low key want the Cubs to win though, because I like to see they gotta win sometime, bro. Like, come on, man.
It would be dope. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, Cubs win. Cubs win. Hey, kidding and shit, going crazy. Cubs win, man. Shout out to the baseball, man. We already know what it is. PSA motherfucker.
We
got to
get
back
on our sports shit, Timbo.
We do. We do. Now that football's here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, basketball.
We can start doing some stuff. Yeah, basketball's coming up, too. We'll get on our sports shit, man. We got some good stuff coming up. Shout out to the battles, man. You already know PSA motherfucking radio, them segment boys. We back. Just watch out, man. You already know what the fuck we do. We out.
Wow.